So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught ha'erchin ha'metal l'mishleisha. Yehuda Omer, echem mehen koin. The Gemara asks, my erchin ha'metalin? As Rashi explains, erch l'shayach b'kelim el ba'adam. Erchin applies only to a person, not to a kli. And the Gemara offers three explanations. Rav Gidlo Merav says, ba'ime erich kli ze olai, nisin damav. The Mishnah refers to a case of one who states, I shall give the appraisal of this utensil to Hekdesh, and he must pay the damim, the value of the kli, to Hekdesh, because odim yudeya she'ein erech l'kli, v'agam av amr l'shem damim. And as Rashi adds, ein odim meitzi divar v'levatala, a person does not make a statement in vain. Therefore, since he knows that there is no erech for a kli, he certainly meant the damim, the market value of the kli. And accordingly, the words of the Mishnah must be interpreted as erech and shem l'taltlin. Tanna Kama says Bishleish, the three people, even Yisraelim, are required to assess the value of the kli, while Rabbi Huda holds Echad Mehen Kayin, one of the three must be a kayin. Rav Chizda Amar Avimi says, B'matvis metatlin le'arachim. The Mishnah refers to a case of one who accepted his own erech upon himself, and he designated kalim to pay for the erech in which they became hektish. He then wants to redeem the kalim from hektish with money. And accordingly, the words of the Mishnah must be interpreted as metatlin shel arachim. The Tanna Kama says Bishleisha, Rido Eimer Echad Men Kayin. Revoah says, Bo'eimer Arki Alai, Uvo Kayin Ligvis Mimenu. The Mishnah refers to someone who accepts his own erech upon himself, but he did not pay. And a Kayin, acting as an agent of Hekdesh, comes to collect. And accordingly, the words of the Mishnah must be interpreted as follows. Ha'arachin, when Hekdesh collects an erech and obligation, it depends. Metatlin Bishleisha, Karkoyis Basar. If the Kayin confiscates Kalim for the erechin, three people are required to appraise its value. And if he collects land for the Erechin, 10 people are required. The previous Mishnah continues, Ba'akarkois tish v'kayin. 10 people, one of them a kayin, are required to redeem land from Hekdesh, because as Shmuel says, Asar kahan k'suv m'parsha. The word kayin is mentioned 10 times in the three parashas of Parashas Bahar that refer to redeeming Hekdesh. Chad l'gufe, the first mention of the exclusive word kayin, teaches that a kayin is required. And hanach ha'vimir achar miyit. Ve'ein mir achar miyit e'le l'rabis da'fila tes yisrael ve'echad kayin. The other 9 times are considered inclusive and teach that the other 9 people can be even Yisrael. The Mishnah continues, V'adam k'yetze behen. A person must also be redeemed with the appraisal of 10 people. The Gemara asks, Adam mikatish? A person cannot become hektish. And the Revo explains, V'ayim t'mei olai, shaman oisei k'ever anim k'bishok. The Mishnah refers to a case of one who states, I shall give my worth to hektish, in which we assess his value on the slave market. And this requires the appraisal of 10 people because Eved iskish likarkois. An Eved is compared to Karka, which requires an appraisal of 10 people. The Gemara proceeds with a question. Bayi Rebavin. Sar ha'imid ligazis bekama. If this person had hair that is ready to be cut off, how many people are required to appraise the hair? Perhaps kegazis dami ubishleisha. The hair is considered already cut and requires 3 people like metatlin. Or kemechuber dami ubasara. The hair is still connected to the person and requires 10 people like Karka. And the Gemara concludes that this is actually a machlokes tanoim. The previous Mishnah continues. Dina nefashes be'esem mishleisha. Capital cases must be judged by a bezin of 23 judges, as the Mishnah later derives from the Pesukim. And the Mishnah continues. Hareva v'hanirva be'esem mishleisha. The death sentence for an animal that was involved in sodomy with a man or a woman requires a bezin of 23 judges. Regarding Reveya, the Pasuk states, V'harakta esa isha v'esa behema. There's a hekesh from Isha to Behema that just as Misa to Isha requires Chav Gimel, so to Misa Behema requires Chav Gimel. And regarding Nirva, the Pasuk states, V'isha sheyitin shechavte be'behema mois yumas, v'esa behema taroigu. There's a hekesh from Ish to Behema that just as Misa to Ish requires Chav Gimel, so to Misa Behema requires Chav Gimel. The previous Mishnah continues, Shar ha'niskol be'esa mishleisha. The death sentence of an ox that killed a person requires a bezin of 23 judges, because the Pasuk states, Hashar yisokol v'gam ba'olav yumas. There's a hekesh from Ba'alav to Shar that just as Mises Ba'alav requires Chav Gimel, so too Mises Hashar requires Chav Gimel. And the Gemara points out that the Pasuk Begam Ba'alav Yumas does not come to teach that the owner is also punished with Misa if his Shar killed a person, because another Pasuk states, Mois Yumas Hamaka Ritzeachu. The word Hu is exclusive and teaches Al Ritzichase Atahargai, the Atahargai Al Ritzichashare. A Ritzeach is punished with Misa only for a murder that he committed, but not for a murder that his ox committed. The previous Mishnah continues, Hazeiv v'hari, hadoi v'anom v'abardlis v'anachash. For the death sentence of the following wild animals that killed a person, Hazeiv a wolf, v'hari a lion, v'adoi a bear, v'anom a leopard, v'abardlis a cheetah, v'anachash a snake, Tanakama holds, misasin be'esem v'shleisha. A death sentence by a bezin of 23 judges is required to kill these animals. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and says, Kol HaKoyin L'Hargan Zacha, a death sentence by a bezin of 23 judges is not required. Anyone may kill them. The Gemara cites a machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish regarding the ruling of Rabbi Eliezer. Rish Lakish makes the following distinction. V'hu shehem misu, yabalo him misu loy. Rabbi Eliezer's ruling of Kol HaKoyin L'Hargan Zacha applies only if these animals actually killed a person. Only then may anyone kill them. But if they did not actually kill a person, one may not kill them because he holds yesh len tarbis v'yesh len bailim. These animals can become domesticated, and therefore a person is permitted to own them. And accordingly, kol hakoyin l'hargan zacha, zacha l'shamayim, zacha only means that he fulfilled the mitzvah. However, he may not benefit from its hide, because kimin shemislu shavin rabbanan command the gamer dinayu v'isori hanoa ninu. Once the animal killed a person, it automatically becomes chayv misa, and is forbidden any benefits as a shara niskol. Yechanan disagrees and says there is no distinction. Even if they did not actually kill a person, anyone may kill them because he holds Einlam Tarbis for Einlam Bailam. These animals cannot become domesticated, and therefore a person is forbidden to own them. And accordingly, Zacha means that he may benefit from its hide, because since the animal did not kill, it was not Chayv Misa and remains permitted in all benefits. The Mishnah then cites Rabbi Kiva, who also says Misasim be'esem v'shleisha. And as the Gemara explains, the distinction between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Kiva is in the case of Nachash. The Tanakhama holds Nachash by Chav Gimel. A snake requires Chav Gimel because he holds that, like the other wild animals, Yeshlan Tarbis. Or Rabbi Kiva holds Nachash loy by Chav Gimel. A snake does not require Chav Gimel because, as Rashi explains, he holds Nachash mu'ud la'olam. Unlike the other wild animals, a snake cannot become domesticated.